Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there. Hey guys, this is your girl Najm Lee and welcome to anchor.fm/NLHT, and this is the NLHT show. I'm so excited to jump into today's topic where we're talking about being of service, of one serving others. And what does that mean? What does that mean to your life as a whole? What does that mean spiritually? And so we're going to dive in and discuss that today on today's show. And this is episode 5, guys. I cannot believe it. We are 5 shows in, okay? And we're taking it one step at a time and we're making history, okay? So welcome. Hey, enjoy the show. Go grab yourself, you know what to do, a cup of tea, your notebook and pen, and chill and enjoy the weekend or wherever you are right now and whatever time you're listening to this. Enjoy the show. Again, this is the NLHT show and we are on anchor.fm/NLHT. We'll be right back. Let's pay some bills. Okay, so we are back. Again, this is anchor.fm/NLHT, and this is the NLHT show. I am your host, Najm Lee, if you are just joining us. So welcome. So we're going to be talking about being of service. What does that mean, being of service? There's a quote that I read from Mahatma Gandhi, who said that the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And I found that such a powerful quote and a very true quote. And I also looked up what the word service means. It's a noun in the dictionary, and it also is talking about a person that helps another person or helps a cause or an organization. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. And a lot of times we forget that within our life, why serving others is so important. So let's really get into it. One thing I've learned and I've noticed in our society is that we don't talk about serving others enough. What we do is we look at it like a like something you have to do or something that someone says you must do. So if you get in trouble, then you're going to do this to in exchange for whatever you did. So for instance, like the law enforcement jail prison system, a lot of times for first offenders or minor offenders or whatever, you may go in and do a little time or be in for a few days or And then for your sentencing or for something where, okay, you may not be doing a lot of time in jail or may not do any time in jail, is you doing community service. And community service of whether it's cleaning up the streets or the roads or along the beach with the trash or painting a building or whatever it is, it's always in reference of, if you did something bad, this is what you're going to do. Same with if you do a violation for your driver's license. You know, maybe you've been driving while drunk or got a lot of tickets, and you may need to go to driving school or take a class. And then the other part is, again, community service, right? In exchange for what you did wrong. So in that perspective, a lot of people in our society, we've been brainwashed to think that only when you do something wrong that you are going to have to do some type of community service of giving back because of all the wrongs you did. And so I want to change that mindset. That mindset needs to go out the window, for real, for real. And if you agree with me, let me know by voice messaging me at the show here. I would love to get your feedback of what is your thoughts on being of service. Is that something that you do currently in your life? Is that a part of your life right now? Let me know. I would love to listen and hear what you guys have to say. The other part of that, let's go on to the flip side of that. So that's on one end of the spectrum of punishment. You got to do community service. The other side of that is philanthropy and philanthropy work. And based on my experience, because I have covered a lot of charities, organizations, and philanthropists through goshabout.com, which is my online publication where we cover a vast amounts of different topics, including charities, philanthropy, events, and things of that nature. You can check it out. Just go over to goshabout.com and you can go through and read a lot through our publication. I remember 1 year, it was just nothing but philanthropy work that I was covering. All the events, all the shows, all of, you know, companies giving back to, whether it's from cancer, diabetes, lupus, leukemia, you name it, your girl was covering it, from, you know, schools and teaching dance and art. I have been there. And so there are big corporations, major big corporations, and really outstanding people who, that's all they do, is their job, philanthropy work. That is their title. And but they work in such really big scales. And I saw the other side of that, where it's almost like a club, you know, that if you can get into it and be connected in that way, it becomes a different way of playing the game. And, you know, to me, it was just like, I'm happy that you guys are giving like that. And, you know, whether it's building hospitals in third world countries or providing healthcare or funding for this or whatever, what I did see that it was only for specifics. Like, everybody was down for certain specifics. There wasn't too many for other cases, such as, you know, other diseases, other illnesses, other demographics, and different of that nature. So it really opened my mind and my eyes up of, wow, there are two extremes. And on that side, you know, doing that is like, you're the best person ever, it cleans your slate, like as if you never had a bad bone in your body before or anything. Like, people look at you in a whole different way. And even though on the other side of the scale, people look at ones who do community service, oh, because, you know, you were really bad, you know, you did really wrong, and, you know, this is what you have to do, this is your punishment. So then when we go back to our lives on a daily, everyday life, most people, the majority in the middle, do not really think in that terms of, you know, giving in a good way, or giving is only for the elite. And I want us to stop thinking in those two extreme terms, because it is not true. So let's dive into what being of service is. And I learned about being of service a lot when I was a kid, and watching, like, my mom especially. My mom did a lot of giving and continues to do that. Even when she didn't have anything, my mom would be going out on the street, and I remember witnessing and seeing her put together things with whatever she could on a daily basis, and will go out and try to help people, you know, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, medical supplies. Like, I've seen her do it in her own country where she's from, and in other countries. And I've seen it from that perspective of my mom, who worked hard. She was a nurse and a phlebotomist, and you know, I can always see that side of her, of always loving to give and help others. Like, that's truly in her. Ever since I remember her going to school to become a nurse when we lived in Canada. And the other part that I can explain too is, for me, it really didn't become something until I was in a situation where I had nothing. I lost everything. And in that depth of darkness that I was experiencing, a friend of mine at the time has suggested, why don't you give to someone else? Even, you know, whether it's your time or whatever you can do, groceries, whatever it is. And, you know, she did a reading on me and gave me more specifics. And I never thought of it that way, like, because I was always thinking, like, how am I going to give to somebody else? I have nothing to give, not even for my own self or my child or whatever. And I looked at it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I don't even know how the money came or what, but it was like, if I had $20, I used half of it and bought food, and then the other half bought food for somebody else or whoever I'm going to give to. And I started that, and just, you know, really slowly. I didn't want no one to really know. I didn't want it to be like, or who's it from or whatever. I just wanted to just give. I just wanted to start. And I do it every year now. You know, I don't advertise it or anything. I just know that I'm going to do that. And I just do it, whether it's helping an organization, if I can send them money, or I help with my time, or I give, like, even when I'm sick, you know, and I may be in the hospital, I'm giving to somebody else, healing other people while I'm in there, you know. And I and other people are like, you should be healing yourself, but I'm not even concerned at that. I look at it like, oh, I'm here for a reason. I've been sent here for a reason. And so I remember the first moment in that dark space I was in. Me and my family, me, my daughter, and a person I was with at the time went to the grocery store, and I bought a whole bunch of food. as if I was buying for my own children. And I wanted to go to a boy's home. That was like the mission. Like, it has to be a boy's home. And I truly went, and we just knocked on the door. I just asked him, like, where is there a boy's home that we can deliver this to? And he was like, oh, I know of one. I said, let's drive there. And we knocked on the door, and a woman, the woman came out, and, you know, all the boys are looking like, who's that? Who's that? And I said, hi, you know, I bought some groceries for you guys, and I hope you would receive it. And the lady was shocked. It was so unexpected. I think we had like 15 bags of groceries, and I just tried to buy a little of everything that I could think of. And the boys came out. She got her bigger boys come out. And she was like, why are you doing this? And I said, you know, it's just planted on my heart to do. And she was like, well, who should we say it's from? And I said, you don't need to know my name. You don't need to know my name. I just want to do this. Will you take it? And she was just like, wow, yes. And it was like I saw in the faces, like, they probably didn't have much of anything. It was like, maybe I was like a, to them, like God sent or something, because it was fresh food. I wanted to buy as if it was my own. And I remember, because the person I was with at the time was like, you don't have to get like the expensive or organic or whatever, just like whatever. And I was like, I hear you on that, but I don't want to do it like that. I want to give as if I'm giving to my child. Some things were on sale, and I would grab this sale stuff. And then there were things where I was like, no, I'm going to get that. Even though it was like, oh my God, you spent. Yep, I am. And the feeling, I just, even though I was in a dark spot in my life at that time, but the feeling of just giving like that, I was like determined. I was like, okay, each month I'm gonna do something like this, if possible. If it's every month I can do it, cool. If every 2 months I can do it, awesome. And I share this because giving, being of service, is important, whether it's of your time or of your money or of your talent or of your resources. Being of service is so important to the balance of life. We are here on this earth, and we have been taken from Mother Earth, and it's getting to a point of disgusting. And I want you to look within your own self, in your life. And I'm not talking about just about, oh, I help my family, whatever. I'm not talking in that way. I'm really speaking on giving in your community, giving even to someone on the street, even if you see them every day, you know, helping them, giving in some way, or to an ashram or a temple, or given at a volunteering at a hospital or in your area where you live. Because what I find is a lot of people get into this whole thing of, I want to go to Africa, or I want to go to India, or I want to go to Philippines, and I want to, you know, do a charity and give over there because they seem like they need it more. And my thing is, giving starts from where you're at. Giving starts from where you're at, because, and if you live in the United States, this is important of what I'm going to say. Because in the United States, yes, what I have seen, especially as an immigrant living here in the United States, living in the United States and observing, what I see here is that ones born here, ones live here, been here, have so much. You go into a grocery store and it's like you're walking in another country. It goes endless of foods and shelves and shelves of food. I remember when I first experienced that was mind-boggling to me. You know, I've been into a super-sized type of Walmart, and I was just like, what is this? And I walked into groceries and seeing how groceries here will throw stuff out almost every night or every week. And when you go behind the grocery stores, all this fresh food or food that's about to expire or expire the day of or something are all out there. And there are people right here that have nothing to eat, you know? But they can't tell you that unless you ask. And that's what I've learned. I learned this through my own struggles. And I remember going into a grocery store and saying, I want certain things. I know you guys go throw it out. And I would be sent, hey, go to the back, you know, behind the store. And everything would be out there if you want it. So that just tells me that there's a bunch of wasting. And when there's waste, that food that could have gone to someone else was wasted. So then you have people unnecessarily starving here. Here in the United States, you have children, you have mothers, you have fathers that are homeless and hungry. And it's based on because corporations such as these big chains of grocery stores waste the products that are in their stores. They get so much, they don't know what to do with because they don't sell off quick enough. And because they don't sell off quick enough, they have to throw it out. Instead of, they can't, and the thing is what I learned is they can't actually go to the community and say, hey, you know, big sign, hey, come and take all of this because we need to get it off the shelf. No, they can't do that or else they'll be shut down. And it goes, it's so much propaganda and so much lobbying and all kind of stuff. It'll be too long of a podcast for that part of the topic. But what I'm telling you is there really is no need for starvation in America, that America has so much, more than enough, that it goes to waste. So my thing is we have to be of service in our community. It starts in our community by giving to others, by going around. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know who needs something. They may be quiet inside. You know, we live in this day and age where you don't know what's going on. People are lonely. People are not talking to people. And they're cooped up in their house and by themselves, right? Get to know your neighbors. Get to know what's going on. It starts in your community. You cannot leave your community that is in shambles to go overseas and think, oh, you're going to be like a superhero and go over there and help them. And I'm going to tell you something. Most third world countries, especially ones I've been to and I've had a chance to live in, are happy. Yes, There may be struggles, but there's something they have that you will never understand. And that's true happiness, true contentment. True happiness, true contentment, and pure love for their family, their neighbors. They share with everybody. And so when I have, seen people and met so many people that have gone overseas and giving and doing great things, I applaud them. I think it's great. But what I really feel, the arrogance and the ignorance of you have here and you don't even have the audacity to even help the ones here because your ego is so damn high. And this entitlement feeling of, oh, the people here are lazy, or the people here are, they don't want it. They don't want to go after it. They don't want to make a change in their life. I've heard people talk like this, and it gripes the heck out of me because you have no compassion. You have no love. You are selfish. And that is something within you that is prevailingly arrogant and ignorant at the same time, that you are the type of people where people who are suffering here or reaching out for help, when they do reach out to help, they buck up on people like you who have this arrogance of godlike mentality and chauvinistic, piggish mentality, that it makes them feel so belittled and so like they're not worthy of even trying. And people don't understand, you don't have to say anything. Your energy, your aura transcends past your words. Past your words. And I know I'm talking, and you know, you guys may be like, wow, this is, but it's out there. And the thing is, I'm so fortunate of having to travel. I've traveled all over the United States. I've traveled all over Canada, the Caribbean. I've traveled a lot, and I've been able to live in so many places and experience life in so many different ways, so many different cultures. And I've been in a lot of different situations to experience what life is like. I know what life is like rich. I know what life is like poor. And I know what life is like being in the middle. And having all those three perspectives has really developed a compassion in me that a lot of people don't know. And so like here in the United States, and being here from through the eyes of an immigrant, my own eyes of an immigrant, what I've learned is the ones that live in a country a lot of times don't understand or don't know. It is the ones that come from the outside who have to, because of default, research and dig and try to find out, you know, things in order to maneuver in a country that they're not born of. That's a survival mechanism. When you are born in a country, you kind of take it for granted, or you just don't know because you're not reaching in that aspect of knowledge. And so you have to also have compassion in that way too, because that means there's a lot of educating needs to be done, or right educating. That means the schools are not properly educating correctly on survival or how and to live. You know, adulting 101 should have been a class in high school, in middle school, you know, in college. Adulting 101, you know, adulting in America 101. But unfortunately, that's not there. When you're an immigrant and you're coming from how your life is, you learn street life 101 from the day you're born, because you have to survive. And so that's something embedded in you. And it's taught to you, whether it's your parents or the surroundings that you're in, it's taught to you. So, you know, it's a big topic when you're being of service and serving others. But the big takeaway I want you to have today is to look within your own life. Are you a person that is serving others? And how are you doing that on a continuous basis? Because I'm not talking about, oh, you did it one time. Great on that one time. But what are you doing to create balance in your life and growth in your life that is going to help elevate not only you, but the next person? Are you being truly of service to others? And if so, what will you do continuously every day or every month or every few months or each year in your community to continue being of service? Because something that I have seen, guys, is that it starts from your community. And in Africa, in many tribes in Africa, and you can talk to, oh my gosh, you can talk to ones from Ethiopia or any country in Africa. Something I've learned from Ethiopia, Sudan, I've learned even from India, is that they start within their community, whether how big or how small, their community. If there's one person that has a dream of going to college, everybody backs that person up and will work and help and care and do whatever to help them. Even if it's that one, I will help you. I may not be able to go, but if we can get at least one to go, let's all work together and make that happen. You understand? There's no selfishness of I. There's more about we. You know? And we have to start coming together in that way and stop being like crabs in a bucket. It doesn't matter what color you are. The characteristics of crab in a bucket is when one wants to go or has an idea or sees a way, all the other crabs want to say hell no and pull you back down. That's what crabs really do. Go watch them. Put a bunch of crabs in a bucket and you watch. One is going to have the idea of there's a way out. And you'll see the others be like, hell no. And reach up and drag that crab back down. Stop dragging yourself down and start being of service to others. Be of service to others. How can you be of service today? How can you? I suggest go serve in an ashram, serve in a temple, serve at a school, serve in your community in some way, a hospital. One more thing before we close this out. I can tell you a story of when I went on an Indian reservation when I was in Florida. And I sat down with the chief. And it was so amazing to hear how they all came together and worked together for one cause. And that was for sovereignty. And all the families of the tribe came together, appointed certain members of the tribe to be the board. And the chief and the board members were about getting sovereignty, getting land, and their own, license or ownership to create businesses off the land, but it is theirs all the way. And they explained to me how everybody came together and with trust and honor and respect worked together and allowed the board members to take care of that. And they won their sovereignty. It took a few years, but they won it. And then little by little, they start building. They built a school on their land. They built their hospital on their land. You know, everybody came, everybody was fruitful together. Each tribe member have their own house on the land, their own piece of property on the land within the land. And I was so amazed by that because they all came together and supported and believed and did not go into no dividing and being like mine. It was we all the way with the chief leading them. And I leave you with that serving can be a very great team effort when you work together in your communities together. You can work online, whatever skill you have, and you can contribute in a way of serving. I know there must be a home for women and children, or a home for boys and girls or adults. Everybody needs something. The community should come together. And when you bond like that, you not only secure the economics of that community, but also you secure support in that community. Everyone comes together, works together, builds each other, and raises up the value of each other and the land. To the point where you're not taken from Mother Nature like that, from Mother Earth anymore. You're actually given back to her. So we can all stop taking from Mother Earth and start giving back, because we've taken a lot, y'all. A lot. So I love this topic because I have an announcement that I'm going to be announcing very soon. Something that I've been working on and I continue to work on. And hopefully when I do announce it, there will be volunteers ready to support in any way possible, you know, because that's how we going to survive and thrive, when we work and we help each other. We work together. We serve each other. We serve one another. As we serve others, we serve ourselves. We uplift ourselves. So I want to leave you with that today, guys. Let me know in the comments what you thought. In your voice message, let me know, what are you doing in your community and consistently doing, or what will you be doing? Let me know. Share it, you know. Be a part of this growing podcast that I'm having. So I'm so excited that you guys joined. I'm so grateful and thankful, and I look forward to I just look forward to continuing this growth of the NLHT show, and that you are on the ride with me. I wish you a beautiful day, a prosperous, prosperous life. And hey, check out some of the beautiful announcements and ads that we got going on. Listen, support, and I look forward to working with you and talking with you very, very soon. I love you so much. Najm Lee's Healing Temple is a learning and healing space to experience health, wellness, spirit, and blissful magic. Offering great services in meditation, intuitive readings, spiritual advice, and Reiki healing. Go experience Najm Lee's Healing Temple by booking a session today. Go to www.najmlee.com. That's www.najmlee.com. Did you know you can support our show with a monthly donation? That's right. Please support our growing podcast, The NLHT Show, a place to discuss spirituality and daily steps of living as spirit. You can donate a monthly basis to help us produce weekly podcasts and sustain it. You can do 99 cents per month, $4.99 per month, or even $9.99 per month. Whatever you give, we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Namaste.